right now we're going to talk about that generational blame game between the millennials and the boomers and who's responsible for all the help wanted signs. On the phone is Stephen Semple. He's a business growth consultant and author of the new book, Raising Prices. Did you write the book prior to inflation, or were you just Johnny on the spot with that?
That's a great question. You're the first to call me out on that. No, it was written actually back in the spring, and it was about a year ago that I started writing the book. But it's also kind of funny calling it a book because it's actually a comic book. It's a serious business topic, but it's written as a comic book.
Well, you know how to grab people's attention then. So Stephen Semple is the creator of the Empire Builders Program and a podcast and specializes in business growth strategy and consumer trends. And you saw the same article I did that shows that the boomers are to blame for the labor shortage, not the millennials.
Yeah, and what's interesting about that is I've been doing different interviews and different talks for several months now where I've been saying, you know, this is demographics. We're looking at this incorrectly. We actually step back and look at the data. The data tells us this is the retiring of the baby boomers.
And now there's an unretirement. I guess that's what they're calling it, or they're hoping for that. I got to tell you, Stephen, I know a lot of people over the age of 50 that in the past 3 weeks have been offered full-time jobs with benefits, with everything they had been searching for, but most of them were gig workers up to that or freelancers, and it seems like they want the baby boomers to give it a second thought, to like, don't retire, we want you back in business.
Yeah, there's no question that's going on, because if you think about it, this is the group of people that have experience, have been around, are known. So if you're an employer and you're short of people and there's somebody who's not wanting to come back, yeah, it's time to entice them. And this is what we're seeing happen where, again, you know, they were contract and they're saying, hey, come back full time, benefits, all that other stuff. And so we are absolutely seeing that occur, because here's the problem. If we buy in that this is the retirement of the baby boomers, and I can share some insight on why I believe it's that, then this problem of this shortage of labor does not go away. In fact, for the next 5, 6, 7 years, it is going to continue to worsen. And on top of that, what happens when our economy actually gets fully back on its legs? What happens then?
This is a big issue. You're right. We're talking about it right now. But yeah, if it's a boomer retirement issue, this is going to carry on for years. This is Stephen Semple, a business growth consultant. FedEx, Stephen, said that during the labor shortage, it has cost them $470 million in lost profits in the most recent quarter just because they couldn't get the people they needed to do what needed to be done. But then last week, they said they got 111 applications, the highest in history, just up from 52,000 during a week in May of this year. Do you think that those are the boomers coming back, or do you think that FedEx is now offering a package that's competitive that makes millennials want to go to work for them? Tell me what you think is happening there.
I think it's a bit of both. And what's really interesting is if we roll back the hands of time 4, 5, 6 months, a lot of businesses, when I was making presentations saying, hey, this is the reality that's happening, and we're going to have to increase salaries to entice people back, businesses would say, well, we can't afford it. Well, now all of a sudden FedEx is looking at the numbers and saying, well, we can't afford not to. You know, $400 million in lost profits is a lot of money on the bottom line, where they're saying, you know what? We do need to do some things to entice people back, and heck, if we spend $100 million enticing people back, that's actually worth it.
It seems like everybody has a help wanted sign in the front of their business right now. Do you think that it's not that people are ignoring those jobs or they don't want those jobs, as opposed to those jobs aren't paying enough money to make it worth my while to go in during a pandemic and potentially, you know, not have the safety precautions I need to work in a safe environment?
Well, let's put this into perspective. Our unemployment rate is a little bit, in the U.S., is a little bit over 4%. If we go back pre-pandemic, it got under 4%, but that was a real historic low, because if we go back to 2010, we were at 10%, and basically from 2010 to pre-pandemic, every year that unemployment rate came down. And the interesting thing is 2010 was kind of the front end of the retiring of the baby boomers. So we had this ongoing trend on that. So when we look at where our unemployment rate is right now, it's from a historic perspective, it is very low, which basically means a lot of people are working. There's not a lot of excess labor out there. And the excess labor that's out there may not be suited for, may not be living in your community, may not be suited for your job. And when we're seeing things like increasing, dramatic increase in the price of gasoline and daycare, they may not be able to afford to work for you.
This is Stephen Semple, a business growth consultant, and he's a creator of the Empire Builders Program and a podcast that specializes in business growth strategy. And either you're from far northern Minnesota or you're a Canadian, because your accent is giving you away.
Guilty as charged. I'm a Canadian.
So how different is it in Canada right now than it is in the U.S.?
I'm sorry, what was the question again?
Is Canada experiencing this same situation, the boomer retirement that could be historic in proportion, or, you know, all the help wanted signs? What's it like there?
We are experiencing the same thing. There's okay. No question. We are experiencing exactly the same thing. And the other thing that's a little bit unusual is we are also experiencing where there are certain segments of the economy where there's not a problem, and then there's segments of the economy where the problem is huge. So, for example, if you go into skilled labor, like let's say the construction trades, or, you know, air conditioner repair or truck drivers, things along that lines, there is massive shortages in those areas for work. And again, if we go back a little bit, if you looked at the average age of a lot of people in those trades and in those skills, they were getting older.
And I think a lot of kids who are in college looking at the debt that they're going to be saddled with when they get done with college are starting to think, hey, maybe the trades are a good idea. You know, you're going to make some solid money. There's lots of opportunity now and a chance to move up. Yeah, you might start out as a laborer and then an apprentice and then, you know, move up, but maybe you'll be running the company one day. Are you seeing
amazing are amazing opportunities in the trades. If you're the type of person who likes that type, likes a type of work and whatnot, the opportunities are amazing in trades. I think far too often it is overlooked as a profession.
So, Stephen, you consult businesses on how to grow, and it seems like everybody's been stalled because of the pandemic, as far as like we can't do an expansion and we're just trying to retain employees and we're trying to keep customers happy. What are you telling them now, especially after President Biden's speech, about how they're going to manage in the next year, in 2022?
Yeah, look, there's no question these are difficult times. Especially when we consider supply chain and things along that lines. But what we have to do is we have to look at this and say, many of these things are probably not temporary. Things are not going to be fixed 3, 4, 5, 6 months from now. So when you start looking at this as being a longer term scenario, what is it that you can do? What are the creative things that you can do, either A, to attract people, or be able to do things that will help you better serve your customers? But we've got to start getting creative and not putting our heads in the sand and no longer saying, hey, due to COVID-19, we can't do this. People are tired of hearing that.
Yeah, people are tired of the word COVID completely.
Absolutely. Start figuring out how to become part of the solution and serve your customers better. Start figuring out what it is that you can do to attract the best employees to you. And the companies that figure that out are the ones that are going to win and win big. That's the opportunity. The answers are not easy, but the opportunities are large.
Thank you so much for joining us today. I sincerely appreciate it. And Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you as well.
Stephen Semple, business growth consultant, and he is the creator of the Empire Builders Program and podcast, and obviously a great message for all businesses listening. It's a time to change and to grow and to evolve.